but a sort of a game. I show you some things, you guess what the link is, all right? It's not a disaster if you don't get it right, because when I talk to the adults, most of them don't understand what I'm saying. So, start the first one. What have we got? A bear. Good. You have to think something about the bear. And here we have a big bear. Here we have what sort of elephant compared to a big elephant? It's going good. Well done. Here we have... And here we have, well done, it sort of dangles about. I'll show you another one because I like this one. And it comes like this. But it's very friendly. And this is a, so if this one is a, and this one is a, what side puppet? A big puppet. Right, when we were on holiday, we, went and visited some things. We went to the seaside, but in the middle of the seaside was a little river. And on the little river there was something every day we saw, and we watched as these things changed. And they were like this. What's this? Well done. Ducks. And we have a... Who said this? Oh, what is it? Oh, you can answer. It's all right. It's not visiting a big duck. And... little ducks, maybe. So, we have a big duck. And there's a story about the ducks, because every day we went to watch them. And the little ducks came out and they sailed along. Do they sail? What do they do? Swim. They swam along. And the mum duck came along and watched them. And then one of the little ones would fly off in one direction. And you think that the mum duck wasn't bothered, but she was keeping an eye, one of them, might have been that one, on the little ducks. And she made sure they didn't go too far. I'm going to just tell you there's another one here, but this one wasn't so good. I didn't like this one. These ducks were hitching a light to ride on a boat. So this is mum duck and here's the baby ducks. Anyway, whilst we were away we watched them, and it made me think about how it is that some things are little and some things are very big. And you might think you're little when you look around, you see the adults and I'm very little. And I'll let you into a secret. All the adults as well are very little compared to the one who made them. Because if you, do you know where I work in London? It's scary. Scary Wharf. Yeah? Canary Wharf was built a long time ago by a man, and it's about 850 foot higher than the men say. It's ever so big. But the thing is, the God who let them build that place also built the great big mountains, and they're far, far bigger than Canary Wharf. So although man makes lots of things and he thinks big is great, God looks down and he says, I admire the little things. And I've got a verse that I want us to look at, but I've also got a song. And when you think about, am I little, you go to school, all these big teachers, and you come to church, all these big people in the congregation. You should remember that God loves the little things. God looks at little things, and he often talks in his Bible about little things. What are the small birds that you see in the garden? Not robin. Sparrows. And God talks about the sparrows, and we think they're tiny. They're not like big ravens or what are those black and white birds. They're horrible. Magpies. And God talks about sparrows, and he says how important the sparrows are to him. And he talks about a lady who put money in the collection. I'm not suggesting you do this today, but he liked the lady who put little coins in the collection because it was the biggest thing that she'd got. It meant a lot to her. It was as much as she had. And he looks at things, and he doesn't look at the big, big things. He looks at little things. And I have one verse for you. And this tells us, can you help me? Because otherwise I'm going to look very silly. Well, sillier than usual. It says, let the little... Oh, right, help from the big people. Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for as such is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 19, verse 14. And it's saying to us here that unless you come like a little child to Jesus Christ,
and you won't get into heaven. That doesn't mean to say you've got to be tiny, but it doesn't stop you just because you're tiny. It means that you've got to come with a faith that is really simple, that even a little child could have. So even adults who say, oh, I'm not very bright and brainy, I can't possibly be a Christian, God says, come to me with that little faith, just like a little child's faith. And if your faith is real, if you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, then that faith is enough to get you to heaven. So, let's read it one more time.
Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 14.
Well done. Thank you. When all the big people or people at school say to you, I don't believe in this God, he really doesn't exist. Say to them, I know that he does, and he is big, and he is strong, he is mighty, he created everything, and he cares for me, even a little child.